fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 26th day of April, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. It's a question. Prepper tip of the day. Do you have your night vision? Question mark. Do you have your night vision? If not, why not? It's absolutely critical, in my opinion, to have night vision of some sort. Even the entry-level night vision is better than no night vision at all. Best place I've found online to buy night vision is opticsplanet.com. I say again, opticsplanet.com. Pretty much everything you ever thought about in the night vision area is available for sale there. Lots of great educational material. So check it out, and you might just find what you need there. We had a tragedy locally in my neighborhood yesterday. One of my neighbors, a cattle rancher, found a gentleman deceased in the Hoosa River, which is about 1 mile from where I'm sitting. The details were sketchy as of last night. As of last night, we did not know, at least the public did not know the identity of the gentleman. Apparently, he was riding an ATV and somehow ended up in the river dead. We don't know, at least I don't know, if he struck his head and died, or if he struck his head and fell in the river and drowned to death. Simply don't know. Hope to be getting more details. And it was a real police convention with all the authorities converging on that area 1 mile from my home yesterday morning. Okay, we're hoping that Professor McKinney will call in. He has not yet, apparently. And if and when he does, we will have Professor McKinney with us. Okay. We still have an ongoing search. This is a kind of a project. It is a project of mine in the John Moore Radio Show to get a nice, crystal clear, sharp image from the television series NCIS, November Charlie, India Sierra, NCIS. There is a character called the Director. And on the director has a very nice office, dark wood paneling, And on one wall of his office is a framed map of North America with its own light, a nice little artistic kind of spotlight shining on it. North America with new coastlines. Many, many episodes of this TV series. I have no doubt whatsoever that this office scene pops up multiple times. I also have no doubt that there's going to be some nice, crystal clear, sharp images of that map in some of those episodes. If you find it, you get it to me, you get to pick any of my DVDs as a thank you. We have a growing list. Now, also, if you are a film buff like I am, or like to watch TV shows like many people do, if you can find any more maps of North America with new coastlines on a TV show or a movie, you let me know about it. Get the image to me. And you also get to choose any of my DVDs as a thank you. The floodgates have opened. The floodgates have, in fact, opened. So we have The Godfather. We have the TV show Highway Patrol, 1957. We have Superman. We have Superman Returns. The Hunger Games, A Beautiful Mind, and NCIS. There's going to be more out there. And they'll be, based on what we've seen so far, they will be hugely popular movies and TV shows. Hugely popular. The kind of movies that win Academy Awards. The kind of TV shows that win awards. That's where they'll be. And I was kind of speculating the other day about how there may be a map on a wall in Bonanza or some other hugely popular TV show. Twilight Zone. Why not Twilight Zone? It's hard to comprehend these days how huge these TV shows were back in the 50s and 60s because there was only three choices. Everybody in the United States of America, when they wanted to watch television in the evening, they had three choices. That was it. Now, if you grew up with cable TV, you certainly may not have, you probably have no memory of only those three choices. But that's the way it was. Looks like we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's an accomplished author, having authored and published 10 books, I believe, at this point in time. And he has not one, but two weekly radio shows a week. It looks like we lost Jim. He needs to get reconnected, but he'll be back here momentarily. Jim, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me?
I can, sir. Headline on Drudge as we speak. Right now, on Wednesday morning, China intends to build a village on the moon.
Well, that's great. I mean, I could say that, too. Did you see, it was, I believe, yesterday, Trump made an announcement. It was, I didn't see the whole thing, but he said that he wants a man on Mars by the end of his first term.
Well, I want some of what he's drinking.
No, that's exactly. I'm speechless. You know, let's all go to the moon. Somebody wrote me an email about the Trump thing, and I wrote back and I said, these people think they can buy their way through the Van Allen belt.
Right, right. Well, Dr. Van Allen was still alive when those Apollo moonlightings were taking place, and he was interviewed, and I can paraphrase the question and answer. The reporter asked Dr. Van Allen, Dr. Van Allen, how did they get through the Van Allen radiation belt? Dr. Van Allen's response, I don't have a clue.
Yeah, and recently NASA had a study. They sent up a satellite, and these people are so stupid. They don't know about electricity in space. They don't know about satellite charging. And they saw in the electron belt, there's two belts. There's the electron belt, and then there's the proton belt. They said in the electron belt, they found very few electrons, just a few protons. And so what happens is the spacecraft charges up negatively. And it's the same process that comets use. And so at the spacecraft, it's negatively charged, so it's repelling the electrons, so you don't see many. And so it's an error. But I bet you $1 million they didn't have any X-ray detectors to see all the X-rays that were being generated by those electrons that were being broken there. Let them send all the people they want. But my take on it is this, that the CIA is very much in charge of science, including in China, including anybody that gets money.
Hello, Jim. Well, my goodness, we looks like we lost Jim again here. Hopefully he'll reconnect soon. Jim is frequently in places that have marginal service in terms of telephone and internet connection. So that's probably what's going on here. And also marginal electricity as well from the power grid in the places that he frequently spends a lot of time at. So hopefully he'll get back here, and my engineer will let me know when he's back. Okay. Jim's statement about the CIA having some measure of authority or control over China's space operations certainly caught me off guard. There's a quote here from the Daily Mail about Tian Yulong, Secretary General for China's Space Agency, confirmed the plans for China to build a moon base. John. What was he in the past? Jim, are you back?
John, can you hear
me?
I'm
here. Okay, I can now. Go ahead.
Okay, where did I leave off? I was mentioning that NASA had sent a satellite into the Van Allen belts. Did you hear
right.
that part?
Right, right. And it reminds me, if you're warning to NASA, there was an experiment they did a number of years ago where they were going to put out this carbon fiber tail behind a space vehicle, and you warned them that they would blow themselves up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I talked to the team out in San Diego in La Jolla, and actually La Jolla, not San Diego, but that was doing that. I was in their office in La Jolla, and they had stolen a project of mine, literally, through a venture capital firm, unscrupulous. And by the way, that's where I got my first taste of the bankers that run the American aerospace industry or the war military industrial complex. But anyway, this group had a project going on with a tether that they were going to leave out of the space shuttle. And the original program was to drag it through the magnetic field out there and gather power to see if they could get some power. Mustered up electrical power, and at the time they were stealing my idea, which is published actually in my book Atlantis to Tesla: The Colburn Connection. It's a series of tubes where you run electricity and create a force for propulsion. So anyway, they had stole that. I went out to confront them, and in the meantime, while talking to them, I told them, "Don't let a tether out of the shuttle." I said, "You'll discharge the local capacitor, and you'll probably blow the shuttle up. It'll, you know." So anyway, they didn't listen. They finally got a shuttle flight to go on. It took them a long time. And when they did, they let the tether out. It was supposed to go out a couple kilometers. And it didn't get out more than a couple hundred meters. And bam, it discharged the local capacitor, took a door off the shuttle. They had to repair it. Took out all their computers, all their electronics, and they came back in on a backup computer that wasn't even meant for navigation. That's how they got back in from that flight. And so anyway, no, they don't listen. And this is, 2017, they still don't understand, but they sent this satellite up into the Van Allen belts, into the electron belt, There's two belts. There's the electron belt and there's the proton belt. But anyway, they sent a satellite up into the electron belt, and the spacecraft charges up to a negative potential. It's the same process that comets use. And so anyway, it repels the electrons from entering the sensor at the spacecraft. And so they didn't measure any electrons. So they go, oh, there's no electrons here. Hey, there's no problem. So Elon Musk picks up on it, you know, and our illustrious President Trump picks up on it, and everybody else, hey, there's no problem here. NASA says there's no problem. So everybody's going to Mars and the moon, and, you know, it's like Flash Gordon. You just fly out there, and, hey, you probably don't even need a space helmet, you know, the way they see it. Anyway, I was laughing a couple of weeks ago. Remember the space vest, the magic space vest I talked about?
Oh, yes.
That there's this, it looks like something from a movie. And it's a little thin, kind of flexible plastic space vest. Goes from the neck, doesn't include the arms, and it goes down to about a little bit below the belly button. And so anyway, NASA said this was what they had for radiation. And
no
it was
kidding.
To cover the important human organs, the vital human organs. And I thought, well, you know, there aren't going to be many people reproducing after they wear this vest in space because it doesn't.
Well, they may be reproducing monsters instead of normal children.
Well, yeah, but no, anything exposed. And this, believe me, this vest, I don't know what's in it. They said it's flexible. And no, you need a couple inches of solid lead to stop the kind of X-ray radiation we're dealing with here. So these people are just in la-la land. But what I wrote back again to another listener, to a different listener, was that they're going to fake this. And this is the part that I wanted to get to, that nobody's going to the moon, nobody's going to Mars. And if they do, they're going to come back dead because they're crossing through the radiation belts. And so, it's all silliness.
Well, it's a pretext to spend untold tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. They get their budget.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah.
Hello, Jim. Okay. They get their budget. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's getting their money. And so NASA has not done anything for, what, 45 years, 50 years now. Isn't it the 50th anniversary of the so-called men on the moon? They haven't done anything. They built a shuttle and sent it off a few times, but that's it.
It's 48 years. I remember watching the alleged moon landing in 1969. So we're looking at
69. Yeah. So we're, yeah, right. we're at 48, but, they haven't, I mean, if you look at the amount of money and the amount of manpower they've spent, they've gotten a lot of mileage off of a couple unmanned flights. We really don't know what they've done on the space station. Does anybody want to tell me what they did on the space station? There's no reporting at all. I mean, they didn't even invent Tang again or something similar, which is one health expert told me the other day. She said she was laughing about Tang, that it's actually very bad for you. And, you know, so...
Well, I look at Tang as a temporary source of vitamin C during a crisis to be used for that purpose only. Yeah, when I was a kid, I liked it. I thought it was great stuff when I was a kid, but no, I wouldn't.
Me too. So I like Kool-Aid too.
Yeah.
But pure sugar, little flavoring with pure sugar. But and also Teflon, that's one of their big inventions, one of the greatest carcinogenic materials ever introduced into the food chain.
Yeah, here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay, then. Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here with Professor James McCanny on Wednesday, the 26th of April. Jim, you have two weekly radio shows. Tell us how people can listen in about the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, the world's largest radio station, most powerful radio station. And 6 p.m., the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads, commercial-free, now over 17 years and running. And then I have my paid cast, which is my weekly additional hour, $3.95 a month. And this week I'll be talking on that on the paid cast. It'll be the ongoing series Cosmos, The Real Story, where I leverage off the talking points of Carl Sagan's Cosmos series of 1980 and the Neil deGrasse Tyson 2014 Cosmos series. I leverage off those talking points to point out the fairy tale science that they're peddling and talk about real science. So anyway, that's the main, those are the two radio shows.
Okay.
All of the archives are on my webpage for the weekly show, the jmccsci.com.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, the lots of things going on various political fronts with involving Korea and Syria. The crisis in Ukraine is kind of in the background right now, but hasn't gone away. Of course, the economy and Obamacare being eliminated. And right now, one of the big things, of course, is the budget and the Democrats not willing to go along with anything that involves spending to build a wall. Possible government shutdown, which these previous government shutdowns basically have shut off tourist attractions from what I've seen. How about you, Jim?
Well, yeah, they're not good for anybody. And that's one thing Trump is trying to do is just shut a lot of this stuff off, because government really should not be in this. Private investment should be in a lot of this. So he's not anywhere near that point yet. But yeah, I mean, I remember one summer they didn't have money to pay anybody in the Federal Park Service. So all the federal parks were closed. That was a couple years ago. But I am so tired of government running anything. They should be just deep in the background. I mean, very far in the background.
They should be.
That's the way it should be. By the way, John, I had a thought last night. I was sitting up in the middle of the night and looking out in the dark, and there was one light on in the distance that I could see. And I thought how distracting that is, and it really dominates your vision and your thoughts and everything, just that one light. And then I got away so I could block that one light out. And I thought, that's interesting. And then I remembered George Bush Sr.'s 1,000 points of light. And it occurred to me that it was 1,000 points of distraction. 1,000 distractions. What do you think about that?
Well, that's a good take on that. And, these little sayings come up that are very clever and sound so nice to get people to go along with whatever they want them to go along with. But that's all they are, is clever distractions, aren't they, Jim?
Oh, yeah. There's nobody that had more diversions than that guy. He led the country through probably 30 years of distractions and manipulations. And I knew because I knew these people and I knew the whole operation. I had new people who even owned the planes in the MENA, Arkansas deal. I knew people that were in Iran-Contra that were part of the operation of flying drugs and weapons. And so it was no surprise to me, when Clinton got elected and then, the whole entourage of presidents, et cetera. But, yeah, there's nobody that's caused more destruction and chaos on the planet than that guy. And he's nearing his meeting with the Maker up there. That ought to be interesting.
Getting close. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have an ongoing project here that you've been helping me with. All you listeners have been helping me with to find maps of North America with new coastlines on television shows and movies. If you find one, let me know, and you get your choice to pick out one of any one of my DVDs as a thank you. The list is growing, and I know there has to be more out there. So if you have that hobby of watching movies and TV shows, please keep that in mind when you're watching those movies and television shows. And, of course, the energy cleaner, a marvelous healing device. Yesterday I was out cutting trees down and moving trees and logs by hand, picking them up and carrying them. I went to bed with minor aches and pains from all that physical activity. I woke up pain-free this morning because I use my energy cleaner, and you can also. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. If you already have your energy cleaner and you've been using a screen pad, a screen pad's poking you and scratching you, aluminum screen wire, hey, it's time to go ahead and get yourself a mattress pad, a factory-made fitted mattress pad. They're made to handle the knees and elbows and won't break up and scratch you. So check out the mattress pads. And also check out the energy cleaners. Everything's right there at my website, thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. This is my home business. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is linked in my links page at thelibertyman.com. And we're taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jim.
We were talking about George Bush Sr., and
yes.
I don't want to make any judgmental statements. That wouldn't be Christian, but anyway, I will just leave it at that, because this guy is doesn't have many days left, let's put it that way. But
well, he grew up as a child as part of the New World Order. His father was almost indicted for treason because of helping Germany.
Yeah. And they were in the war business. I gave a lecture in my paid cast about him going in and taking all of Tesla's papers. And everybody's running around, jumping up and down, thinking the FBI got them or whatever. No. It was the pre-CIA people, and that was in 1943, in the height of the Second World War, and Tesla had an invention that literally would have shut down all of World War II, because World War II was relatively low-flying aircraft,
right.
And I describe it, et cetera, and Tesla was on his way to England to sell the technology to protect the southern border from the Germans in the air war over Britain. And he never made it. He was literally on his way. And the only reason we know that is because there was a woman reporter that met with him the day before he so-called died. And George Bush was Johnny on the spot with the boys to take all of Tesla's materials so that the war would continue. That's where he began his career. He was 19 at that point.
Well, I know that what I've read previously also is that George Bush's father was very much against George becoming a fighter pilot, which, of course, he did and would end up being shot down over the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, a lot of those stories that I wonder about, but anyway... This actually brings us into a story about the news media. It was George Bush Sr. after the first Gulf War that, remember, Saddam Hussein and George Bush Sr. were both getting their news on troop movements and everything from CNN. So after that war died down and cycled down, the CIA went in and bought CNN from Ted Turner Communications. And that is the CNN that we know today, the Candy Nugget News, which is totally CIA-controlled. And that's where they began their program of controlling the news media. That's also where they began owning science and engineering, where the CIA literally had control of it. They had control of NASA. And all that happened about the same time. That's where Dan Golden came in. From the CIA, one of George Bush's CIA buddies, to head NASA. And I saw it personally get shut down from the inside. The Los Alamos and I knew these people personally. And I saw it all get shut down. I saw the people leaving, the secretaries, the staff, the scientists, the engineers. And the ones that stayed were on gag orders. And that's where we are today with science. It's a total, and this is why I say when they... they're talking about going to Mars or the moon. China is very much hooked into the U.S. money, whether they like to admit it or not. This is a very controlled science news network. So, and that's where Carl Sagan came in. 1981, Carl Sagan, when I was at Cornell, I never saw Carl because he was off in Hollywood making the Cosmos series. But two very important years where he should have been at Cornell minding his business. And when all that data was coming in that I had access to, Carl was off pretending he thought he knew everything on the planet and beyond. So anyway, that's very strange quirks of history.
It is. It is, absolutely. Well, all these... matters continue to move forward, and a lot of people very concerned, as well they should be, But not anything you and I can do to change it, Jim. But people can take charge of their own destiny by being prepared, can't they, sir?
Yeah, exactly. And also understand that the news they're getting, it's just such a hodgepodge. If you look at news and alternative news and right and left news, and oh my goodness, the public is just barraged with BS. And it's all diversion. And the reason it's all good for the people in the banking community, the world bankers, which you'd never hear their names, the reason it's good for them is because everybody's running around worrying about the wrong things, literally.
They are. Well, something that I've been exposing for about 2 years now is there's almost no insects within 100 miles of the Atlantic, Pacific, or Gulf Coast. And it's a simple equation, Jim. No bugs equals no food equals no people. And it's not just bees. It's all bugs that are pretty much decimated within 100 miles of any of these three oceans. And there's no attention being given to that matter at all, which is far more important than most of the silly stuff the news concentrates on.
Yeah, it's the United States is in a very bad situation. And stopping the border population increase of the United States, we went from 270 million about 10 years ago to 330 million. This is a population explosion that's equivalent to what happened in India. And by the way, tomorrow night, my regular show, I'm going to be talking about India and the heat wave they're expecting and previous heat waves. But anyway, the reality is, once you cut down all the forests, then the gloves are off as far as true global warming. So this global warming, because you're driving your SUV up and down the road, has nothing to do with, you know, the so-called carbon. That's like a little teeny hammer, and the big sludge hammer is the heat that's coming off your car, and then all of the devastation of the vegetation that happens, and during the winter, et cetera, there's, you know, less snow, and the United States is in for a bruising, because if you look at desertification, which is the creation of deserts, and part of that is depleting the land. So look up a map on Google, land depletion, and you're going to find that one of the biggest depleted areas in the world is that entire central, what we call our food belt, from Kansas, Nebraska, Ohio, Iowa, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and all those states that produce our food from crops are the most depleted areas on the planet. So, you know, and people who are organic farmers say there's no way to get that land back without serious, serious work, because it's polluted. It's full of glyphosate that'll kill anything that moves. And yeah, we're in a real disaster situation here.
We are. Jim, we got some callers on hold here. First, we got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Hi. I hope this isn't too off topic for you. I'm very much aware of this meeting that President Trump is holding today with 100 senators at the White House. Seems like that's the psychology there is for him to have the home turf advantage, the home field advantage, and having them all come over there. And my understanding is it's to be followed by a second meeting at some point of with all the representatives from the House coming over as well. So they obviously have a very clear-cut agenda that they want to present to them on their turf. I hear a variety of speculations about this, about whether it might be how they're going to deal with North Korea or how they're going to deal with the debt ceiling vote coming up, and possibly him trying to leverage them about the building of the wall relative tied in with the debt ceiling vote. What are you guys thinking about that? I'm just curious.
Well, the announced reason is because of North Korea. That's what the announcement is.
They are finally being candid about that. Right? Okay, that was just the best day or two, I think. And
but what the real reason is, and political reason, yeah, there's Congress is sitting on its laurels. Let's just put it that way. hands, whatever you want to call it, are picking their nose. So anyway, I think he's getting them there to like say, okay, you guys, this is not a one-man show. This is a, you know, 539-man show plus one. And so whatever the number of representatives, congressmen is.
But, I kind of wonder, Jim, where are they going to put 435 men and women in the White House to sit down and listen to anybody?
I don't know. Maybe out on the lawn.
Maybe put up one of those big tents like you have for a wedding.
Yeah, or just folding down, chairs.
down in the secret catacombs underneath but who knows? But the North Korea thing, I've become so cynical about that at this point because I just think it's just it's too much. It's, you know, if they try anything there, you know, untold numbers of North and South Koreans will die, and Americans won't be able to get parts for their Hyundais and Kias. It's just not, you know, it's just too much.
Well, this is a situation that's been going on. It's been ignored through every presidential, you know, term since Eisenhower. And North Korea has been building this immense army. Have you seen their Air Force? They wouldn't last 5 minutes, you know, in a real shootout. So their Air Force would be, I mean, these are 19, you know, 50, 60 vintage airplanes. So they don't really have an Air Force. We can shoot their bigger rockets down upon launch. The problem is all of these, you know, they've got 4,000 tanks. So that's equal to 4,000 targeted missiles from helicopters and jets. So they're not a problem. Or all of the troop carrier vehicles, those would be in smoke in a matter of minutes. The big problem is all of these fixed rocket and cannon batteries on the border north of Seoul.
Yeah, they
like
could start lobbing howitzer shells into Seoul, you know, and that's just going to be unthinkable.
Or all over South Korea. So, no, it's not an easy solution, but that's why they're trying to leverage off of China. So it's, and China is the solution. I mean, there's no question about it. They're over there. And I think Trump is doing a good job of levering off of China. So all I can tell you is I'm glad that Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin are not there in the White House.
Right.
Excuse me.
It's so ironic to me that I'm 56 years of age and my 88-year-old father was drafted into the Army during the Korean police action. And though he himself didn't go to Korea, he ended up in Europe. But here I am, 56, my dad's 88. The war for which he was, this conflict for which he was drafted was never resolved. It was an armistice, not a treaty, it wasn't ended. And they've been sniping across the DMZ forever, and here we are. It's just so ironic.
Glenn, let me remind you, and I've mentioned this on radio shows before, in fact, recently, that Kim is a product of the New World Order. He was educated in Europe in private schools, and so he's doing exactly, and he's being protected because his job is to be the little badass kid. And that's what he's doing,
mm-hmm.
and he's being
right.
protected
playing
there.
His
and his job is to create be the bad guy, and then be associated with Iran and have, you know, nuclear tests going on and everything else. These people are put there and kept there for a reason, so that all of us run around, and he has a big army, there's no question about it, but it could be toast. I mean, if he started doing anything, I mean, it would be a fairly short war this time. We're not going to send in land troops for a 10 million man army.
Hardly.
No, so this...
I'm hearing five or six years...
It's important to have China as an ally in this because they're right there. And believe me, China has more guys in their army than North Korea. It wouldn't last long. There's no more traffic between China and North Korea. I don't know if you're aware of that. China is blocking all commerce and human traffic. So anyway, it's not a good situation, but it has to be resolved. There's the time to sit back and pretend it's not there is over.
Okay. Glenn, we need to move on here. We do appreciate the call, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Here's our next call. We got a break coming up. We'll get started here. Mark in North Carolina. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Professor. Quick question regarding the CIA. You say that they're in charge of science. Of course, they're interested in controlling people. And I'm on the subject of brainwashing and mind control. I walked down the street one time at night. I could see all these flashes of light in almost every house, bright, dark, you know, different speeds. And it reminded me of brainwashing techniques. So what is it? Do you know, does the professor know anything about the CIA getting into advanced brainwashing techniques? I'm not sure if anyone on this planet, Harley, is not brainwashed
okay.
right now.
We'll answer that after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Professor James McKinney, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we were talking, Mark had a question about mind control in the CIA. Do you have any follow-up on that, sir?
Well, yeah, the United States especially has been under mind control, severe mind control since 1991. I mean, the Cold War was mind control. I mean, I grew up as a kid jumping under my desk, expecting nuclear bombs to be going off at any moment. So, yeah, we were conditioned just like North Korea's conditioned. When you see those people marching and cheering and all the people and their comments, you know, they're believing their news media just like we used to believe our news media, except here we're, you know, we're one generation beyond the rote belief in the news media, the government-controlled news media. But, you know, it's not much better. I mean, we're making strides and advancements, but still we're looking at all the wrong issues. The real issues that should be solved first. But, of course, what Trump is doing is getting the big garbage bags out of the kitchen right now. And, you know, the decades and decades of bad garbage. But, no, mind control, and unfortunately, Trump is subject to a lot of this manipulation, too, where he thinks we're going to Mars next month. I got news for you. This is no small venture. And let me just say this. Going into space is pretty easy to do. There's another myth that it's somehow difficult, and NASA or billionaires like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are the only people that can afford to do this. That's complete hogwash. You know, so those are just little things. And then plus, how do you deal with radiation? Nobody talks about how to deal with radiation. I mean, that's a form of mind control. It's like, you know, you're trying to build a railroad train to the west, but you forgot about the Rocky Mountains. That's the kind of thing we're talking about here.
Right. Absolutely.
Except the Rocky Mountains are 80,000 feet tall in a brick wall, and you're trying to build your railroad.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. I like that, Jim. We're down to the last 30 seconds here, Jim. Any final words for our listeners?
Well, just tell people to visit my webpage, jmccsci.com. Have a big, big cup of coffee when you go there. And I've tried to make this into a simpler page. It's impossible. So I recommend that people don't try and look at it on your phone. Get it to a real computer. And like I say, get a big cup of coffee and spend some time there.
Outstanding. Well, Jim, thank you very much. Look forward to having you back next week, sir.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Okay. That was Professor James McCanny. His website is, like I say, is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. We're going to have open lines this second hour. Take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.